Hi, this week the question is it possible for a church to be right? Many people today seem to believe that it's not possible for one church to be right. And that is, they think it's narrow-minded and bigoted for any one church to claim that it's right. Because if a church says that it's right in how it worships God, in the doctrine it teaches, in the mission that it's accomplishing, well, that would imply that other churches that worship and teach differently are wrong. And this is far too narrow for most people to accept today. But what does the Bible say? Is it possible for one church to be right and for every other church to be wrong? Is that even possible? Let's see what the Bible says. First, let's begin with this important fact. A church is always right when it obeys God, and it is always wrong when it disobeys God. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "By this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." According to this, the only assurance that we have of being right is if we obey the commandments of God. If a church does not obey all of God's commandments, that church is not the right church. To keep God's commandments means that a church must keep all of God's commandments, not just some of them. In James chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all." Now, did you hear that? If a church keeps all of God's commandments and only offends in one point, then that church is guilty of all. A church may, for example, teach its members to be loving toward others, to be generous toward others, to be studious of the Scriptures. But if that church leaves off just one of God's commandments, then that church is guilty of all of God's commandments, guilty of breaking all of them. Now let's make application of this very vital principle. Number one, it is right to teach baptism for the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the Bible says, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Since it's right to teach baptism for the remission of sins, that means that it's wrong to teach differently. It becomes wrong to teach salvation by faith only without baptism. It's wrong to teach infant baptism. It's wrong to teach sprinkling instead of immersion. It's wrong to teach Holy Spirit baptism instead of water baptism. Remember, the Bible says that to offend in one point is to become guilty of all of God's commandments. So if a church helps out the poor people, does good in a community, teaches people about Jesus, but it leaves off baptism for the remission of sins, then that church is guilty of breaking all of God's commandments. It's possible to be the right church only by teaching God's plan of salvation as He gave it. Number two, it's right to teach that women must remain silent in the assemblies of the church. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35, the Bible says, "Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church." Since it is right for women to remain silent in the public assemblies of the church, it's therefore wrong if any church allows the women to teach or to speak in the assembly of the church. Remember, the Holy Spirit said, "He that says, 'I know God,' and keeps not his commandments is a liar." Remember, too, that the Scripture says, "He who offends in one point is guilty of all." It's possible to be the right church by requiring the women to remain silent in the public assemblies of the church. Number three, it is right to observe the communion in the assembly on the first day of every week. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, "On the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." Since it is right to observe the communion on the first day of every week, it's wrong to observe it on any other day of the week besides the first day of the week. It's wrong to observe it more frequently than once a week. It is wrong to observe communion less frequently than once a week. And it is wrong to observe the communion in any other place besides in the assembly of the church. For example, to observe the communion privately in a motel room or a hospital room. A church can be right only by obeying what the Lord said in everything. On and on we could go, but I think this is enough to illustrate the point. It is possible for a church to be right, but only when that church observes all of the Lord's commandments. God did not give us the option of picking and choosing which commandments to obey and which ones to discard. Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 46, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.